It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 340.
What is going on, guys? What's happening? What is happening?
Not much.
Mate, why are you wearing a branded top?
Saturday's New York City.
Yeah.
No pay, no say. I decided now that it's winter, winter is my strongest wardrobe.
I thought you were rebranding because you've got a very sharp haircut.
Thank you.
Which we saw on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I thought I'd join you. I got a haircut.
Oh, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a hat.
Nah, because it's not on my head. It's all over my body.
Oh, really? You've sort of trimmed. Are you feeling itchy?
No, it actually feels great. I do the de-hairing of my chest, my back, mm-hmm. Every quarter.
Okay. Did it have anything to do with my Instagram post?
Yeah, everything. No. It was about trolling me last week.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. the exciting thing, so 3D Dill is in the building.
Yeah, he's here. He's going to be on the show very soon. You might have seen a bit of activity happening on Friday night where we picked him up from the airport.
We'd Mr. 97 had organized 3D Dill balloon.
Yeah, solid effort.
Yeah.
Solid effort.
Yeah, they're great.
He assumed that he could buy them without helium and they were going to rise.
Float in the air.
What planet are you from, dude?
I was thinking about the helium and I asked my mum. She's like, it should be fine. And so I just took that. And
what was the should be fine being?
I don't know. She's
It should rise or it's okay that it doesn't, like that we were going to have to hold them up with a string, which worked fine, by the way.
I will say you end up buying ones that aren't meant to be filled with helium.
Yeah.
They're only meant for normal, like oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's anyway.
And you get bogged down. But I did get my hair cut as I had promised.
You did, because I left you on Friday. Mm-hmm. We all went out for dinner, which was lovely. But then you've had, I won't say babysitting duties. No. Still isn't a baby.
opposite. 3D Dill's been babysitting me all week.
He's flown all the way from Canada to babysit Josh. But you guys have been together. So we haven't seen each other since.
He's been nannying. Went to the Emporium in the city.
I went to Southland over the weekend, which is a shopping centre here in Melbourne. Mate, Maya's dead.
I told you.
I know, you said, and I'm so behind it now. I was so furious in that store. There was
always discounts. Like if places are always discounting like that.
It's not even that. It was just there was no one serving at counters. Yeah. It was a schmozzle. They've got prehistoric systems that you need to enter, like fucking big physical keys. I was like, how is there not like a self checkout? And why is everyone 60 who works here?
Yeah.
It's like, I was thinking, I said to Amy, I was with my mum actually.
People who are 60 need jobs.
No, I said to mum, I said, like these people working here are the ones that are going to be replaced by robots. You can just tell. Mm.
Well, it's because they're not, they've probably been broken down by just working at Maya.
They were grumpy and it was a horrible experience. Mm. And then I went to the Apple store, got my microphone fixed on my selfie camera. I've either used it way too much.
That's what he calls his phone now, my selfie camera.
No, there's a camera at the front here that has a microphone at the front.
Yeah.
He's like, there's microphones everywhere around this camera. He blew my mind. Anyway, he replaced that. But the service at somewhere like Apple.
Sure.
Exceptional. Maya, lift your game.
Well, I think it's hard being Maya. But I'm obsessed with Millie Graham, now that we're talking retail.
Yeah.
So I bought a fountain pen.
Sure. I mean, that's...
Do you want to see my cursive?
Not really.
Do you want me to write your name in cursive?
Sure. But so a fountain pen, isn't that when you actually dip into ink?
No.
Or you just fill it up with ink?
This has got cartridges.
Mate, that looks like a fucking $2 Bic pen with that type. And there's nothing special about how you just wrote my name.
Well, it's because I'm just getting used to it here. I'll do a bit of a thicker... It's a thin Tommy.
Okay, it's still looking...
Hello, Tommy. How about that?
Like anyway, most pens.
So I'm...
how much did you spend on that, mate?
49.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice... It's Lamy is the brand. It's German.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
But you know, they just annoy me because they like... If you don't have...
Everything annoys you.
Not everything annoys me. 3D Dill doesn't annoy me.
Okay.
Yes. But you have to have it at a certain point. Like you can't just write from anywhere on it because it flicks. Anyway, you're a unique individual.
Pen. Okay. But this is what I'm going to be writing the rest of Seth Godin's book with.
Well, I hope so. Mm. I mean, we've made a lot of promises on this show.
But I'm starting. Have you noticed that I've like sort of turned a new leaf? I'm starting to.
Well, no, turning a new leaf is completing the task. And that's why I'm not even going to. I'm not trolling you about not doing it because I just want to see you complete the task.
So you see it more as a.
Turning the leaf is starting to knock over that promise.
Getting a haircut. Great. Okay, cool. let's get 3D Dill into the show. Clap him in.
Come in, 3D Dill. Oh, he's got gifts. Holy shit.
Don't mind the shake of the camera there.
It was the audience. They finally shook the
It's
camera.
The cubby house. So
Come in, Dill.
Okay. Do you want squeegees or a present first?
Oh,
I think we...
No, present. Go present.
Go present. Okay,
squeegees is a big finale.
Put your headphones on so you can hear what's going as well. So 3D Dill has been staying at my place.
Josh has been begging for a sleepover from one of us that works
other way,
here.
You can flip it there.
For quite some time, and he finally got his wish.
It's good for Anton. It's good fun. How am I as a host? You can be honest.
Bree's better, but
Bree's Bree's very accommodating and good with host, like doing stuff.
You make good lamb, though.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you did lamb.
Yeah,
mate. I haven't even had that lamb. I've had leftover lamb, but I haven't had on the night lamb.
It's good the next day, anyway.
No, it's great the next day. But the point is the gesture of being invited over for the lamb on the day, not just I'm there and you're like, you want a bit of leftovers?
Okay, yeah, no, I get that.
So it's good. That's you've treated Dill to the lamb.
Yeah, we had lamb. I even did smashed avo.
Yeah, that was really good. Or I was kind of impressed.
Yeah. I'll say Dylan, I'm getting serious when I say Dylan because I mean 3D Dill. But when we picked you up on Friday night, we were waiting at the international arrivals at Melbourne Airport. I have never done that for a family member.
I'm humbled by that.
Let alone a best mate, and I've never met you, but I thought it was so good.
Yeah.
I see why people do it. Mm. I just don't have family members that travel as much, you know, to be able to do it all the time. Have you ever done it, Josh? Waited at the international arrivals?
Outside of the Jack Post debacle that I had, but outside of that, no, not really. Mum and Dad are going, congratulations to my brother James. Who has had his wife's had a baby, Charlotte.
I got on the like train.
And so the Daily Talk Show did a congratulations. That was sort of my congratulations to him. I said,
you wrote that?
On Instagram, to his Instagram. From I said, from the Daily Talk Show. Congratulations. She's very cute. From Josh, Tommy,
oh, you did?
Mr. 97 and 3D Dill.
Have you called him?
No, that was my
that was my his thing. Congratulations.
Have you texted him?
I did. That was the Instagram thing. So, but I will eventually. He lives in North Carolina. But mum and dad, mum's been sad because she's a grandmum now, whatever you say, and she's stuck in Melbourne while the grandkid is in North Carolina.
Yeah, that would be hard. But so when they go,
end of the month, they go. I spoke to dad after this, doing this, like planning this stuff with Dill. I was like, oh, maybe I'll offer to drive them. And dad's like, organized a car, got a car.
I mean, that is easier. So you're off
the
hook.
And the goodbye, I think the coming back is more exciting maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. So I just want to paint the picture. Friday night, we got the news, which we shared on Friday's episode, that a goose had got in the way of you getting to here.
And it wasn't one of us.
So you're on the plane and a goose flies into
We don't even get off the ground and something, they think it was a goose, but something fucked up the plane engine. And then now they let us sit on the plane for 2 hours before saying, okay, there's a problem. We're not leaving.
Really? So did it go dark on the plane? Was it pitch black at all or no?
They had turned the lights off. And then from the right side of me by the wing, there was just two big bangs and a flash of light. And then they hit the emergency brakes on the plane.
Shit. Were you scared?
I was because I thought we just ran over like a speed bump or something on the runway.
Speed bump. They don't have speed bumps on runways.
Or like a crack in the pavement. Yeah. But then the emergency brakes came on. It was just screeching metal and I was like, oh, shit.
Okay. So that halted our plans. That halted yours. You were sleeping in the airport. We ended up having to pick you up later on the Friday. You were meant to arrive at 7:30 a.m. We picked you up at 7:30 p.m., which was still great. And so we all got together. We got the balloons ready. We got out to the airport. We did a bit of, you know, pre-waiting, the anticipation of the flight.
Yeah, I set the goal for Mr. 97 to feel like a paparazzi.
Yeah.
So we put the flash on the camera, and I put it on sort of like burst mode, so yeah, it would give that effect.
It was awesome. And I mean, the anticipation waiting for you to come out of one of the two doors that were available to exit from. And we'd never met you in real life.
Yeah.
We'd seen you on the interwebs. And we knew you were wearing a red hat, so that's what we were looking out for.
Mm. And not only that, but you also, TJ, when we were at the airport, we were sort of scheming the best approach, and there was a bit of an audience. And there was one point where you said, I've got an idea. And Bree was filming and all that sort of thing, and she heard someone, one of the people, families who are waiting for someone else, being like, oh, he's got an idea. There's a huge amount of investment.
Yeah.
And so we had the string. It went very well, I think, in the end.
It was, I walked out of the gate, and then I hear someone screaming, and then a bright flash of light, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. It was literally the goose all over again.
Yeah.
Was two bangs and some flash of light.
And two gooses coming at you strong.
So so you got a red bag there.
Yep. Well, it's not a red
bag. Oh, it's not a red bag.
So this is this is a very traditional Canadian brand. So this is for Bodhi.
Oh, this is
so cute. This is a Canadian brand called Roots.
What is Roots?
It used to be a Canadian leather manufacturer.
Yeah.
And then they got into clothing, sweatpants and sweatshirts and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a t-shirt for Bodhi.
Oh, that's awesome. So look at that. That's awesome. He's going to love that.
And so Roots, you were telling me like the tracksuit pants are very popular.
Yeah, they're very popular. Like chicks wear them all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's visually, it's a good aesthetic.
Oh, really?
Like, maybe it's like the Lululemon.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lululemon's Canadian.
Lululemon's in Canada, yeah.
Is it the same look? Are you getting?
No, these are
loose, yeah?
Yeah, these are a lot looser. Okay. But they're really soft.
Do they flare at the end or anything like that?
You can get them flared at the end, but I think it always looks better when it tapers.
Yeah, no. I think that's solid advice from Billy Gill. Fucking spitting the truth.
Yeah.
All right, and then we got
a matching t-shirt for Josh
amazing.
And a matching t-shirt for Tony.
Oh, so thank you.
The maple leaf on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it should now be the weed leaf.
Yeah. People have started to do that.
Really?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm, it smells nice too. It smells like retail.
Canadian.
Oh, is that what Canadian, really?
Yeah, that's what Canada smells like.
Well, retail.
Well, 3D Deal was telling me that if you scratch one of the piece, like money, which one is it?
The $50 bill, I think it is.
If you scratch a $50 bill, what does it smell like?
Maple syrup.
No.
Yeah.
Is that just what people have thought it smells like, or they made it's like actually that?
I think it's a bit of the placebo effects.
Definitely.
Enough people have said it that people... Oh, yeah, it does smell like that.
Doesn't it seem like that would be a huge expense to sort of put some
maple into it? Yeah, I think so. And then realistically, the lifetime on it's pretty short because you scratch it like five times and it's in your wallet forever, and then it kind of goes away. So it's kind of pointless.
Definitely, as a kid, I would have licked it.
That's gross.
I think almost like the walls on Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
It's the raspberries taste like raspberries.
Surprised you know about that movie.
Yeah, I do. It's You've seen one of my Dennis the Menace and Willy Wonka.
Yeah, great films.
Anyway, the main reason why you are here is this box right here. Can you read what it says?
It says TDTS for the Daily Talk Show. 3D printed squeegees.
Oh yeah. So before we open that, like, this is a huge move for you.
Yeah, it is.
Like, first of all, coming to Australia, it's very far away from where you live. Have you heard us talk about you coming here and sort of how it's all happened?
Yeah, each episode that I've sent to my parents that I've been on. So I think it's been like maybe five episodes or five or six that I've been mentioned on.
Yeah.
And then each one, I'll be listening to it at the gym, and then I hear my name and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
And so can you tell me what's the story from your side about you now being here? Like, how did this all start?
So it all started when Josh stuck a squeegee up his ass.
You're meant to bury the lead.
Yeah.
Episode 14. To give context, I was sex ed when I was in school. The teacher told us that males have G spots in their ass.
Which,
and so
can you confirm or deny?
So, yes. So I went home and I got the shower squeegee. And I tested out the theory, But it was the first and last time. I was like, I just didn't want that to be my shtick. If you're going to have shtick, that's not, that was specifically the squeegee shtick wasn't one. But somehow it has become my shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about it and we decided to create the squeegee cult, which starts off with five people who are in a spreadsheet who are getting the squeegee key ring. And yeah. So when we described, we were looking on Amazon for squeegee key rings and you reached out to us and you said.
And you guys were talking about 3D printing and then plastic manufacturing and stuff. And with school, we do a bit of 3D printing just for projects and stuff. So I figured I'll be a nice Canadian person and lend these guys a hand, just give them a little bit of advice because it was almost painful listening to you guys talk about it. You're like, oh, it does this and this and you got to do it like this. And I'm like, oh, they
have no idea.
Typed up an email and then sent it out. And I didn't expect anything out of it. I just thought it would be cool to at least reach out because I enjoyed the content that I was listening to.
Yeah.
Figured it wouldn't be a bad idea, send something out and then just see what happens. And hopefully that they can get it manufactured. And then I can say, oh, I was a little part of that.
Yeah. And we're terrible with admin. So you sent it all across.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, that's awesome. And then I went probably too far in the idea of like, let's go full blown manufacturing, and it was sort of like a $10,000 entry point or something.
Yeah.
So you came back to us basically and said, guys, I just bought a 3D printer.
Yeah. And that wasn't even done in relation to this. My parents and I went to a woodworking convention and one of the brands there sold 3D printers. And I remember seeing it was like one of the first things that I saw when I walked in, and I'm like, oh, that would be so dope to have one of those in my room. Uh-huh. And we walked around the show for like 2 hours and I didn't even really think about buying it until my mom was like, yeah, you should probably buy that. And like, I'm thinking, you're telling me to spend money. Yeah, this is great. It doesn't work that way. And the whole idea of doing a squeegee never even crossed my mind when I was going to buy it. It was just, it would be an investment for school.
Sure. Yeah.
And when I got home that night, I listened to whatever episode was coming up and I was like, oh shit, I can do that. I can actually 3D print the squeegees now.
Yeah.
So then that's when I reached back out again and I said, I bought a 3D printer. If you guys are still serious with this, then we can pursue it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of took it with a grain of salt because I mean, it's like, oh, amazing. It's almost like we don't want to put you out.
Yeah.
And so you were persistent. You followed up. At what point did you think, I'll make these and I'll give them to the guys in person?
It wasn't too long after. Like, I'm trying to think of when the timeline was, but I just decided it would be something cool to do. I'll at least make a 3D file for it.
Yeah.
Send over some digital renders and stuff. Did the sketches. So at least you guys have a vision of it. And then it was kind of an excuse for me to actually come and visit Australia because I wanted to since I was in like first year of college. I thought it would be a cool place to come and visit.
What an excuse, though.
Yeah, it was an excuse. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it'll test to see if the printer works well too, right? So I just made the decision to, the idea was already there. So all I had to do really was come in and actually physically produce it.
Was the tipping point when Josh said, Canadian Airlines have cheap flights.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He was like, yeah, check out Air Canada. Air Canada. And I was like, all right.
First accent. Yeah. Good job. And so now you're here for 4 months.
Yep.
Because you're studying industrial design. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so part of it is you can intern at a bunch of different places or whatever. And because this is like content production and doing merch and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. We were able to get across a line for you to come here and intern at big media company.
We're able to make it work.
Yeah, which is amazing. And so you're here for 4 months.
I'm here basically until the end of August.
Amazing.
Which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So now, this is just the beginning.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning of a new era.
Absolutely. And so do you want to do the honors of opening the cardboard box?
Yeah, I'll do the opening.
Okay. Right.
He's put a nice label on it. And so were you worried about them opening up your bags? And
I was actually because I checked on what you can pack inside of a checked bag and it said if you're going to pack gifts, leave them unwrapped and just pack your packaging or wrapping materials.
I'll close my eyes so I can feel the squeegee first. Maybe that's a good – so I'm just going to keep
my – oh, my God, he's pulled his pants down.
It's not true.
He hasn't.
Okay, I'm just waiting for it. My hands are out.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, so it's quite...
Is that bringing back memories of when you were 13?
Yeah, so it's light. It's great. Oh, it's got the ring on it.
Yep.
Mm, so it smells good. It's smells
yeah,
like,
it smells like chemicals and paint stuff.
Oh, wow. So we've got how many? One,
it smells
two,
like a factory.
Three, four, five.
Okay. I've opened my eyes. Oh, this is amazing. It is purple.
It's a purple and a dark lapis lazuli blue.
Lapis lazuli. Is that again? Lapis lazuli.
Lapis lazuli.
Lapis lazuli.
These are great.
So, okay, so what I'm seeing here is these ones have got TDTS. So he's engraved little. He's, oh, fuck. It's not even engraved. It's like.
3D printed
the letters onto the 3D printed squeegee.
Yep.
So we've got five of the same coloured ones, which this is for the Keyring cult.
Yeah, that's for the Keyring cult.
Okay, great. You do realise we're actually sending one of these back to Canada.
I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, I wonder if I should just leave one here and just ship it out.
You should have, but that's okay. Like we will, we'll be able to. So what's so in the middle, it's like, so what's the deal? What's the actual?
So there's a 2 millimeter shell around the entire squeegee itself. And inside is, it builds it up in like an octagon pattern so that it is still strong. So it's 20% filled with material. So you're not wasting a lot of the stuff that you're printing with because the filament is expensive.
Amazing.
It feels so good in the hands.
It does, doesn't
so
it?
So I've got a white one.
Yep.
He's done personalized ones for Josh and I.
Josh has a black one.
Josh has got the black. I've
97
got
has a nice metallic blue one.
Ooh, that goes very well with his aesthetic. Here, take that now, 97.
Throw it to him.
Yeah, so don't. There we go.
And we've got, this is the communal one. Maybe we could put like a communal, some sort of a key, a spare key or something onto this, because this says Gronk on it, which is perfect. And then there's one.
And then I've got a yellow 3D Dill one.
Amazing.
So before you made these, did you think they would turn out like this?
Not really. I had no idea what they were going to look like, to be honest. I didn't know how big they were going to be or like how large size-wise, how heavy they would end up being.
Mm. Like they're still pretty good.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like they're not too heavy.
Yeah.
They're perfect. Like I, they were bigger than I thought. But I actually like the size of them. They're real, like, it's a real presence.
It's a little bit bigger than like a key fob or something. Mm.
Yeah.
And so getting into Melbourne, your first couple of days here, your sister, your 10-year-old sister has written you a list.
Yeah.
What's on the list?
The list is huntsman spiders, whitetail spiders, redback spiders. dozens of different types of snakes.
And so what is she expecting from you with the list?
I think that she expected me to arrive in Australia and there's just wildlife everywhere and all this stuff is poisonous and dangerous and toxic. And she's like, be careful of emus and cassowaries and be careful of kangaroos because they're strong and like they'll kick your ass kind of a thing.
Well, I think it is such an illusion that the international people have. Grizzly bears, they're more fucked up than most of the things.
Yeah,
like unless you get bitten by, you know, taipan or something in Australia.
Yeah,
you don't see them. At
what's
great,
a taipan?
It's just a. Really,
it's a type of snake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deadly snake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I didn't know that either.
No, Dill, I mean, Dill's the one who's petrified, so he's got the knowledge on all of this stuff.
Yeah.
On Friday night, we had some dinner when you arrived, and you said that you have a fear of something.
Yeah.
What is that?
I have a fear of moths.
Moths.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very low level. Like
no, but
yeah.
That's what I think the low level fears that.
The best kind.
The best kind because it's a bit like they're the most, they're not going to hurt you whatsoever. Yeah. They can't sting you.
Yeah. It's just gross.
What don't you like about them?
I just don't like the fact that some of them can get really big and fat and there's like weird hairs on them.
Yeah.
And they're always coming to the light. So you're just trying to go outside at night and then there's just 1,000 moths on the wall.
What about the dusty ones?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Not a fan of that at all.
So so in regards to wildlife, you were slightly disappointed based on the lack of wildlife, I think. Like there was... You're like, oh, there's no squirrels here. We don't have squirrels.
I mean, I don't mind that. Squirrels are kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm. And the possums, you can only see at night. But we did make a trip to Listerfield Yep. And we found some kangaroos.
Saw a few kangaroos outside.
What do you think of that? Is that your first kangaroo sighting?
First wild kangaroo.
Okay.
We have a few of them at the Toronto Zoo.
Really?
But they're not.
That sounds so sad.
They're red. They've got more of a brown, like a darker brown color to them.
What? So they can survive the winter? Is it some sort of?
Maybe. I think they bring them inside though.
Do they?
Around winter time. Like they keep them inside for most of the time.
I mean, that makes sense.
You'd have to. It's so cold. Freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we're heading into winter. What's the temperature here like for you?
I mean, I was in a t-shirt and everybody else this morning showed up in hoodies. So
yeah. I had a puffer jacket on, which was very Melbourne.
I was wearing a beanie.
You were wearing a beanie and I showed up in a t-shirt.
Well, you left and it had been snowing. That photo you put up.
The night before I left was... It had been lightly snowing and a mix of like snow and rain.
Yeah.
And the day that I left was just pouring rain and it was freezing cold.
So you're in your element.
Yeah. I'm a lot more comfortable now.
So we're going to have to set up projects for you over the time that you're here specifically for the show. What are some of the observations in Australia so far? An outsider coming in, what have you noticed? What can you share with our international viewers or listeners that we may not communicate properly?
There's a lot more emphasis on like food culture in Australia, I've noticed.
Mm. Just I think that's mainly living with me, to be
honest. Yeah. But even just in the first 4 days, mm-hmm. There's not as many Starbucks. Fast food joints are a lot smaller and a lot less emphasized here. Like back home in Toronto, there's a McDonald's like every 10 feet and then there's a Harvey's and there's all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to the regional towns in Australia, that's where they really sort of chock a block full of fast food outlets. I mean, there's just too many great options here. There's too many great burger places, you know, boutique pizza joints.
Yeah. And like the amount of coffee shops, I think we've been into like 3 coffee shops in 2 days so far.
And we've been making coffee at home.
Yeah, we've done real good coffee at home. I fucked the other one yesterday.
Well, that's okay. No, it was completely fine. I did know. So I gave, because I'm typically not good at delegating with things. And so I've tried to get better over time of like, oh, there's something fun in the autonomy of like the experience of you making the coffee. And so I we did like 60, a big 60 gram thing of coffee. And it's meant to have about maybe 800 mils, I think, or 700 mils or something of water that turns into the coffee.
Yeah.
And I came out of the shower and there was maybe like 200 mils, but it worked out okay.
It was,
strong coffee.
It tasted good, but
something got messed up.
What have you thought about the cost of living here in Australia?
For the most part, it's pretty the same. You guys' bananas are expensive, though.
Really?
$3 a kilogram.
Well, I'm going down because I've been assigned. My wife said, you need to go to the little grocer down here, which I'll take you to. Sure. $1.
Yeah.
$1.
$1.50 at the moment, actually.
Oh, $1.50.
Yeah, they're in a bag.
I don't want them.
$1.50 in a bag. No, so we did that. We're getting all around that because 3D Dill has that uni lifestyle dialed in.
That tuna and rice life.
Really minimalist and conservative with the amount of money I'm spending on food.
Yeah.
Because it can just get out of hand super quick. Mm.
Well, luckily, Mr. 97 is in that same.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, some call him a tight ass. Others call him, you know, conservative.
I've been called a cheapskate before by some of my friends. Like, you never go out. It's like, I'm trying to save money here.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And so the good, I think what we can also do is it would be fun to do a competition with 3D Dill and Mr. 97 to work out who can find the cheapest of a shopping list. Because you were telling me, what is it that you do when it comes to shopping in Canada?
So you can price match at certain grocery stores. You can price match. Mm. So if store A has bananas on, bananas aren't a good idea because they're the same price everywhere. But if say Superstore A has chicken on for $5 a pound, and store B has it on for $3.50 a pound.
Bargain.
You can go to Superstore A and say, hey, this other place has it, but I want to give you my business.
Interesting.
Match the price and they'll match the price for you. As long as it's the same thing, you can't say, oh, this chicken breast is kind of the same as that full chicken price. it has to be the same thing. But if it, as long as it's the same product,
Mr. 97, match the price. Do you feel like, you know, say if we do, if you are labeled as a tight ass, some may say,
yeah,
the time you spend trying to work this all out, like trying to get the bargain, yeah. Do you think that's like just a lot of time that you don't get back that could be focused somewhere else? Like if you just did pay a little bit more?
Yeah, but I think it's all about, it's finding something to dial in. So once you've found the product, then you can just buy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like once you've figured out, oh, the cheap yogurt's there and the cheap bananas are there, the cheap eggs are there, then that's just your go-to. So you don't have to worry about wasting any. Yeah. So it's just the initial time investment up front. But other than that,
it's like hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that like if you want that's certain the meat, that's where you go.
Yeah, you know to go to certain spaces.
But none of us have ever been. But
3D Dill, you have two shopping lists. So you work out the things that you want price. So you do your normal shop.
Yeah.
And at the same store, you then go with a list of everything you want them to price match.
Yeah. So I'll have a list of everything that I want to buy, need to eat, what stuff can be price matched, the price of that, and then the price compared to what they have it listed at the store. So I know how much I'm saving.
And you filled out a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I do it in Excel each time I go grocery shopping.
And what's the counter person? What are they just looking at? Like, oh fuck! All right, another one of these guys.
Yeah, well, the lady at the superstore we go to, she knows myself and my mom and our family really well, just because we've been going there for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
So we've built up a reputation with them.
Yeah.
So.
A reputation of what? Yeah.
They're like, okay. As soon as they see myself or my mom walk in, they're like, okay.
Get ready for
we
it.
We got to get ready. Yeah. They get the little machine out and everything.
Yeah,
and
below cost.
Yeah. Well, it's not too dissimilar to, they're going to go out of business based on this. What was I going to say? The extreme couponing. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, just a bit more reserved. It's not as.
What do you mean a bit more reserved? What is that like? Just
well, I think with extreme couponing, it's like running out to just buy random stuff just because you have a coupon for it.
Yeah. Do you have coupons in Canada or no?
They send them out in the newspaper, but most of the stuff we do is just on our phone.
There used to be this book that you can still buy it. Actually, I saw it at my son's daycare.
Mum and dad get it.
Yeah, the entertainment book, and inside is just all these different like you can get like. Half price bowling used to be big for videos, like renting VHS tapes back in the day. I remember you could go to different places and it's, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Do your parents still use Josh?
Yeah, they do for dinners and stuff.
I actually found this. No, I didn't find
they
it.
They do an app now.
Amy's got this app that is restaurants in the area and a discount that they're offering at this specific time. And you can claim the discount. Could be 30% off if you get in before 6 p.m. Or all day, it's this, cuts off at 8 p.m.
That makes sense.
Which maybe you need to get across that if you're wanting to.
Probably,
go.
But even you're saying, like, you're very similar to Mr. 97. You'll go out to dinner maybe once a month.
Yeah, like, we don't do it often. I'd rather just cook, unless it's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Like, we went out before I left for here just so that everyone had that family time together. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I'm in school, I'm not going to go out actively out of my way. We'll maybe go out once a semester.
Yeah. What about like coffees and stuff? Would you spend $3 a day on coffee or anything like that?
I'd rather spend $10 and buy a bag of coffee that will last me 3 weeks than $3 a day for 21 or
Well, if you crunch the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, I still haven't crunched the numbers properly because we bought the big fucking thing. I think it works out about the same price based
on. You reckon?
Well, just because the hipster joints that we're getting the coffee from, it all sort of works out. Like you think 60 grams of coffee.
Is a lot of coffee.
It's so much coffee, isn't it? It doesn't make that much when you think about it.
No, especially once you pour it out.
Mm. I've been on the Nescafe bandwagon. I'm back on it.
Can you do Mokona?
Because you just get one for the office. Have you ever drank that shit? Like the
freeze?
It's like dried. It's like the dried coffee. You just instant coffee.
I've tried instant coffee and I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
of
it. Yeah.
I like tea, like the tea that you had last night.
Yeah,
did
the
tea
is
like
good. Tea is good.
Yeah, like the chamomile tea is my go-to. I think that I'll start having that more. In the US, they actually have with CVS and Walgreens. The coupon stuff is so full on there because they like you get a receipt.
And it's like a meter long.
Yeah, it's like a meter long. In regards to the metric system versus the
imperial system.
Imperial, thank you. You got me. The sometimes you guys refer to pounds.
Yep.
And then sometimes you refer to kilograms.
Yeah. If I wanted to price match chicken, the price online is listed per pound. But mm-hmm. to price match it, I need to convert it to kilograms, which is a little bizarre. Like they have the numbers there, but the number is really, really small at the bottom of the thing.
So is this just like a transition? Are you miles per hour or kilometers?
Kilometers per hour.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay.
This is slightly confusing. So when you're in school, do you learn both? No, but the thing is, but he also still goes to the supermarket and has to deal with pounds. Mm-hmm. So are they trying to transition? Are they going to get rid of the whole pounds thing?
I think it's just the way that they purchase the items. The countries and stuff that they purchase are listing it in pounds, and they've just converted it to kilograms down at the bottom.
What blew me away was some of the legal ages. So tell me driving, smoking marijuana, because it's legal now, and drinking. What are the ages?
Driving, you can get your driver's license when you once you turn 16, I think.
Mm-hmm. Full, so you can drive by yourself?
No, you have to do a year of driver's school, and then you can apply. That's called your G1.
Yeah.
And then you can apply or do a test to get your G2, and then that's another year before you can do your G test, which is your final test, which basically allows you to drive alone. With your G2, you can drive alone, but with a G1, you need to be with someone who has a full G license.
Okay, so but if I had my full license and you had G1, we could just go cruising.
Basically, yeah. That's the way it works.
That's not too dissimilar to
like
learners.
The L's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
It's pretty similar.
And then to alcohol?
Alcohol's 19.
And then weed?
Weed's 18.
And when did weed become legal in Canada?
October, I think. This past October.
Okay.
It was supposed to be Canada Day, which is July 1st.
And what happened? Have you seen a big change?
I've smelt it a lot more, but realistically, there hasn't been as much of a change of it. Like a lot of the university campuses are starting to promote non-smoking in general, whether that's cigarettes or weed. They've just completely banned it. They've taken out a lot of the smoking shelters off of campus.
Smoking shelters.
Yeah. For snow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You got that thing.
And for the most part, there hasn't been a lot of backlash in terms of people on the street smoking it. Like there's certain spaces where you can and where you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a big movement to promote not driving under the influence?
Yeah, that's been a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Because like drinking and driving has been a problem in Canada a lot. And
you got ice on the road.
Like
ice as in meth or?
No, like icy roads.
Yeah.
Like anyone intoxicated is in trouble.
It's a mess. Like the wintertime, there's so many car accidents.
Yeah.
But with the weed thing, I've noticed it a lot more, like especially advertisements on TV, things on the radio. There's even been posters. They have posters up all around the school.
Promoting it or saying don't do it?
Saying don't do it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, the amount of money that the industry.
Yeah.
What would they be? You were thinking promoting.
Promoting, like, get into the local,
buy
dispensary.
Yeah.
And get some
drive in and drive out.
Pound for pound, match your weed. 3D deal.
Yeah, I think a lot of the dispensaries, too, are required to have. It's kind of like when you buy a pack of cigarettes and it has the warning on it, like this this is linked to cause cancer.
Australia's full on. They have like photos.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, isn't it?
Yeah, I know someone that asks for the specific type.
Really?
So it doesn't.
Really?
Doesn't want the baby. Doesn't want the dying baby. Wants the guy who's just got eye cancer. it's full on. It's like, full on. Maybe if that's your fucking thinking, maybe. Quit.
Are they specific to brands? Are they like if you want a Marlboro or whatever? What is it called?
Marlboro.
Are they all the eye cancer ones? But then
I couldn't tell you. But I think it's a government thing, so they just rolling them across all packets.
Yeah, I loved that 3D Dill was so excited about being here that he forgot.
He shat himself.
No, he forgot to reach out to his parents.
Yeah, we did.
So what, you land on Friday?
Landed on Friday. We went out to dinner and everything, and it just completely slipped my mind. I was like, I figured they would just know.
Yeah.
and so I get a message.
Yeah.
The Daily Talk Show got a DM from Dill's mum.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, just wanting to make sure Dill's okay and alive and all that sort of thing.
And we kind of looked at each other. We're like, oh shit, we forgot to do that.
So,
and she's all good? You've spoken to her
since?
Yeah,
she's all good. She understands.
All right.
So what does your family think about this whole thing?
At first they were a little apprehensive about it. And
was it the squeegee? Was it the episode 14?
No, actually, they were like, you're going to move halfway across the world and work with these two people that we've never met, that you've never met, and you have, they could be serial killers.
Right?
You could be too.
Yeah. I could be.
True.
And we haven't ever mentioned Mr. 97. Yeah.
From listening to us, from seeing videos of us, how much are we consistent to that person that you thought we were?
Yeah, you're pretty spot on, really. Yeah. You guys are a lot taller. I remember when I was watching the videos, I figured you were the same height as me and that Josh was maybe a little bit taller.
Oh, really? And then, because I was shorter? He's got a
There's a picture of you with Matt Diavella, and Matt Diavella looks like 3 feet tall, and you guys are towering on both sides of him.
Yeah.
I remember that photo. I felt like I was slightly leaner and tanned then. That was
Your skin was definitely darker.
Yeah. You'd been in Europe for 5 months, four months or something. Okay, so we're taller than you expected. What about how we talk about the space, Mr. 97, like what we're doing?
Pretty much the same stuff.
All right, good. This is testimonial.
And he was pretty much. He was impressed by my internet speed.
I was.
Finally.
The FaceTime didn't mess up once.
Yeah.
And like back home, it would cut out maybe 3, 4, 5 times.
So that 200 up and down is the apartment.
It's working for
you. It's working really well. What about living in Melbourne in general, the apartment style living? What are the main differences?
There's really not much.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's more emphasis on window space and like natural light.
Yeah. It's definitely our main metric was it's like we need to have a lot of light.
And you guys, on the corner. That's
And you guys have a really nice apartment too. Mm. Like my grandma back home has an apartment, and it's not to say that it's worse or anything, but it's a different type of apartment than compared to what you guys have.
Yeah.
Cause you guys have one that's like very compact living, don't really own a lot of stuff. You have the car downstairs, but that's more or less about it. Mm-hmm. You have what you need and it's not excessive.
Yeah. What does granny have?
Hers is kind of like if you were to take a suburban house and kind of smush it down to one level. There's two bedrooms, a bathroom, big living room area.
But enough stuff for a four bedroom house. Is that
you,
what you're saying?
You could probably outfit a full bedroom house, I would think.
Well, I was
Granny needs to get on Matt Diavella's content.
The one thing I've noticed is when people are staying with you, you start getting self conscious on your things that you do.
Mm.
TV time. I've started to realize I spend too much time watching TV. Do you think? Have you noticed that?
No, I personally don't think so. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV in general, but like back home, it's kind of a ritual. We'll have dinner and then basically dinner time until we go to sleep is watching the news and then watching whatever TV show is on, something like that.
Because I watch a lot of YouTube.
Which I think is different from TV because you can almost pick. You can pick whatever you want to watch, really. Yeah. Whereas TV is whatever's being listed.
Well, you hate my house. I don't even have a TV.
Oh, God.
Well, it's also like we just got rid of it, but it's great because I don't want Bodhi to be constantly watching television.
No, I agree. I think that's the way to go.
Lego Masters, though.
Lego Masters is cool.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, he calls it Mummy TV and Daddy TV, whoever gives it to him. Really? And so if I'm around, he says, Daddy TV, Daddy TV.
Like it's iPad?
It's just all my phone.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like over the weekend, if he's been good, give him a little daddy TV. Yeah.
Right. Well, 3D Dill, welcome to Melbourne.
Mate, thank you. It's so great having you here.
We have 4 months. That was the whole thing. Like on the weekend, every single time we were like getting ready to rush to do something.
Yeah.
Like, we've got time.
We have so much time. Time is like the one luxury that we do have. Exactly. Now, which is so kind of nice.
You've got a few cool projects that you're going to be working on while you're here.
Yeah.
Should we talk about them or should we just, that could be jumping the gun.
Yeah. We'll ease into all this stuff.
Yeah. Ease into it.
If you've got anything that you want to set as a task for 3D Dill to do, I think that you're the perfect correspondent to go out on the ground, maybe even interview some junkies. That could be fun.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Dylan's mum, I apologize. We won't have him doing that.
No. We won't do that.
No, but we will definitely there's opportunities to explore Melbourne, maybe. But you were saying the junkies aren't because they don't have guns.
No, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Like we were watching the news last night and back home in Toronto, it would be at least two stories about a shooting and then a story about a stabbing and then maybe someone robbed a place.
Yeah.
And I think the most violent thing last night was someone punched someone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, that guy was
yeah, you heard about
I think
that?
I think he was disabled.
Yeah.
Fucking, what an asshole. Anyway, it wasn't a shooting. We've got the squeegees here. We're going to send them out.
Yes.
The five that were requested, the five that got access to the cult, mm-hmm. they will be in your inbox.
They're on their way.
We had Chels, Gabby, yep. Russ,
yep.
Wayne.
And Russ. What's his name?
BK.
BK, yeah. That's it. I reckon we get BK to come and do the exchange. He's
So we gave him the deal on Victoria Street.
No, he got a caricature.
Oh, that's right. Of the Daily Talk Show.
Both Josh and
I.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And so we can do the handover.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do that. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. You never know, an email might turn into hanging with us for four months. So watch what you do.
Look at that.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
See ya.